My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to schedule your time more effectively.
So I don't have tons of tips on this one. I know Eric probably does more than me, but I'm going to give you the two tips that I do, and then the rest is all Eric. The first is I have an assistant that helps me a lot. You can always hire a virtual assistant. There's a lot of sites that offer that, but that's one way. The other thing that I do is I just create a checklist of everything that I need to accomplish during that day. Literally, I have a checklist for each and every single day. And I accomplish it. You don't go to sleep unless you accomplish it. You're sick, you better still accomplish it before you go to sleep. And you'll figure out how to get it done. And then sometimes you'll be like, oh, I want that extra time on Monday to do X, Y, and Z, or I want to take that vacation. Well, if I had a checklist for the next 2 weeks, which I do because I start creating them in advance, I'd be like, okay, if I want that vacation, I want that time off, I need to go and complete all the things in all those checklists of the upcoming weeks if I'm going to take that time off. And that's my way of just getting the most out of my time.
The funny thing is, even when you take the time off, you still have a new checklist.
Yeah, I still work. I'm like, oh, I'm on vacation. I'm bored.
Yeah.
My wife loves like sunny places like Hawaii and stuff like that. And I don't care for the sunny places. So I'm just like, oh, all right. You go on the beach and do whatever you want. And I'm going to go create a new checklist and get more work done.
Yeah. So similar, I used to have a really long list. This is early in my career, a really long list of things to do. And I remember watching this one video. This guy's like, you know, a lot of people have a lot of these STDs, right? STDs can mean different things. But in this case, he says shit to do's. So you don't want to do that, because the problem is if you do that, you don't have any priorities. And so what I learned over the years, this is very similar to Neil as well. I have a checklist, right? In fact, now I have it physical. I have a physical checklist now where I write things. Usually I try to keep it to three main things, because if I get those things done, like, it's a good day. So that's what I do. And in front of me, I have my four top goals for the year, and I try to center everything I do around those. My checklist is based on those. So I don't try to do all these other things, because otherwise I'm like, I already work on too many things. And if I try to add all these, oh, here's this other idea. Here's this, like, I'm always bringing other ideas. Like Neil and I are talking about all these ideas all the time. Oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? But that's too much. You have to be able to focus. Otherwise it gets crazy. So that's one piece. I do definitely recommend an EA. I actually use a service called Belay Solutions, recommended by our mutual friend Syed. And I got this great EA. By the way, most EAs don't work well with me because I think I'm difficult to work with. But
do you remember that time where you interviewed an EA? You're like, oh, this person's amazing. You should hire him. I'm like, no, thank you. Too expensive. Do you remember that?
When?
That was like 2 years ago. You're like, oh, I interviewed this EA. They're awesome. I think it was like a
Oh, yeah.
EA. I was like, oh, no, thank you.
200 grand. It was super expensive.
I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to cost a lot of money to do the stuff that Eric and I are talking about. Like even with the EA, you can get someone to help you out for like, I kid you not, like a few hundred bucks a month virtually.
So there's a couple services, right? There's one called Shepherd, supportshepherd.com. So type in that and you can get, they actually have a really good vetting process for Filipino VAs. And some people might complain about that, but there actually are some really good ones. Belay is a little more expensive. I think it goes up to 40 or 50 bucks an hour. But my EA comes from a military background. So she can take the heat when I bring the heat. And it's a boom, 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 boom. And she's like, yeah, give me more, give me more. She gets stronger from it. So I'm like, yes, it's exactly what I need. So you got to think about your personality. They will help block time off for you. I think I still use my scheduling link. So I use Schedule Once. I don't know if you do this, Neil, but I think there's seasons for things, right? There's seasons where you try to keep your calendar completely empty. And then there's seasons where it's like scheduled like crazy. So for me right now on Mondays, all my one-on-ones, I have themes, all one-on-ones, all team meetings. Those are Monday, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Those are more free form. Fridays like this, I have no meetings. The only meetings I do are with Neil like this. Fridays are all for strategic thinking, time blocked out. So I have the space to think about things. Neil, how do you do it? You do no meetings, right?
I do meetings, but not that many, period. Like I just cut back on the meetings altogether. Yeah. And I realize like meetings are inefficient.
Yeah.
I just call people whenever I need something.
And yeah, I'll be the first to say, yes, he does that. The other thing too is instead of doing like 45 minute meetings or 30 minute meetings, cut it to 15 minutes. Use Calendly or whatever. Make default your 15 minutes because usually you'll find that you can fill that time quickly. You drag it out to 30 and it's just like it's called Parkinson's law and people start to fill the time. So try to get things done quickly. Usually when Neil and I talk, it's like a 5 minute thing. Sometimes it might go longer, but usually you'll find that communication, to Neil's point, is a lot better on the phone. You can get a lot of things done quickly.
So that's it. If you need more tips or you want to figure out how to grow your business faster, check out marketingschool.io/live.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.